so he's got this piano playing gig at this hotel in France.
It just kind of looks like a crummy restaurant or something.
Yes, this restaurant hotel. But now, this opening scene here, where he's at the piano and he's like erotically playing piano.
Did you know anything about this movie before watching it? Okay,
no,
good.
Nothing.
Because neither did I. No. And we were about 10 minutes into this and I went, is this a comedy? Because I didn't even know that. I didn't know if it was a drama. And at the beginning of this, with the note passing, I was like, wait, I think this is a comedy. I don't know.
No, I didn't know either. Right away, you're like, what am I? Like, right away, it's black and white. And Prince is at the piano and he's got this crazy outfit on where there's like this bandana thing with sequences on his head. He's got this head wrap thing on and he's like playing sensually the piano.
The headwear in this movie is great.
Oh, throughout.
Everybody's wearing headgear from the 20s in, I think, modern day.
Yeah, I think it is supposed to be modern day.
Why does Kristen Scott Thomas wear that like beaded, like, knight's cap? Like, it's so bizarre.
Because
of their surroundings are from the 20s, and suddenly they pull out a giant boombox. I'm like, nothing about this movie makes any sense at all.
No, it is. It's like Prince was just like, these are things I'd like to do.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay.
All right, Prince.
Yeah,
you're in charge, I guess.
Because I think
some reason.
I did read that the studio didn't want it to be black and white. They didn't think they could sell it in black and white. But he was like, "Nope, that's what I want to do." And again, because Purple Rain was such a success, they were like, "Well, I guess we should let him do what he wants to do."
I read that this was filmed in color, but then they just made everything black and white for the release. Mm-hmm. So there must be a colored version. Like, I'll bet if this is on Blu-ray or something, they probably do have the color version.
Which, I'd love to see just for the outfits alone.
Yeah. So, like you said, it starts with him playing piano and some woman who he seduces. Like, I love how she gets a seat right in front of the piano. They don't put her at a table. It's just a chair in front of the piano.
Mm-hmm. She gets a drink. She gets a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And someone is writing notes for her. There's a man behind him.
Well, that's
tricky.
Tricky's writing all these notes. Yes.
Oh.
Tricky's messing with him.
I didn't even realize that.
Right. Tricky's just trying to annoy him and just writing all of these notes. So some of the notes might be from her. Most of them are from Tricky. I'm not sure. He continues to throw them into the piano.
Yeah. But at the same time, he keeps getting more and more like fired up while he plays. He's like, he's playing the piano like he's making love to her. He's making all these faces. And
he's very emotive. Like Prince is an actor who just there's no mystery there to Prince. Like, it's all text. There's no subtext there. And some of my favorite parts of this movie is when he is kissing Kristen Scott Thomas and her mouth is sealed shut, aggressively sealed shut as he licks her face.
I said this about the Purple Rain and his kissing scenes. Like, it's painful to watch. It's hard to watch him do any kind of he looks like he's a terrible kisser, which I would think that he wasn't. I don't know.
He has quite a reputation. So I was so confused with
He's a terrible on-screen kisser, maybe. I mean, maybe, because I can't imagine, like, having to make out with somebody. He looks like it just looks uncomfortable and awkward and like it's his first kiss and he doesn't know where to put his tongue in his mouth. And he makes this weird face like he's making a fish face when he's... It's terrible.
It's all the scenes
when he's making out, I'm just... And then he does...
And there's a lot of them. There are a lot of them in this movie.
Yes. And he has a similar scene. We'll get to it. But when they have like their sex scene, it's very similar to the sex scene in Purple Rain because he like rubs himself down. Or then like...
When they go to his sex cave...
Literally, it's a cave.
It is literally a sex cave. And she's like, where are we going? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Tricky and I come here all the time. Where there's so many candles all over this sex cave.
Because they're ready.
Oh, my God. This movie's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, we haven't even gotten to some of the craziest. Okay.
Oh, did you notice while he was playing piano at this restaurant, there's just a woman doing ballet in the background?
Yes, I saw that. There's just, when he's really making his final, like, eye contact with her, and she finally gets there's just the woman, like, just solo in the corner, just doing pirouettes, just spinning around.
Yeah. Not to the music, almost as though she's not in this movie.
No, it's very random. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. No. I thought maybe he's...